He looked at things as they are, but how they could be met better. He was aware there were problems in the country, problems in government, but that made him more determined to find out exactly how to solve those problems. And in most cases, he succeeded. I know he died having not achieved everything he thought he would do for Zimbabwe. But there you are, he suddenly said, there are people who worked with me, there are people who want to come and work with me. And so far as our independence is concerned, we shall make it work by getting everybody to participate in those areas of things that make people develop, and not merely wait to do things that are meaningless in some cases. But he was a very good visionary and determined to see that everybody, old and young, rich and poor, lived comfortably in the country of his birth and the country he fought for, Zimbabwe.
And then, Mr. Senda, what actually happened to his vision?
Our government minister has given specific duties and portfolios and the areas that they could develop better than others. And he was that kind of man who wanted to make sure if things were done properly, they should be followed. Follow up and see where they go to. Because some things are started by people, but along the line, they do not complete what they had intended to do initially. His idea was to make sure what he said and what the people said is done and followed. If not followed, why? He was that kind of visionary, a man who actually wanted everybody to have a place in Zimbabwe, to make his contribution, and so on and so forth. In other words, he was a thinker and wanted everybody to think, allowed to think perfectly for the good of the country.
Now, tell us, looking at what is happening in Zimbabwe today, let's say if Nkomo was in charge, was everything that is happening in Zimbabwe going to happen this way? Like the economy is going down and the politics is rather very complicated. What would he have done better than what is happening today?
Well, it's very difficult, my son, because to succeed in anything that government does, all the people involved must contribute intelligently so that there is no failure when they come to things that they want to do or wanted to do for the nation. And now taking Nkomo, he was the man of the people. He meant to understand their problem, and in many cases really worked out in such a way that his advice, his leadership was such that people could envy to copy him and to do the kind of things that make a country progress and go forward. Not merely a kind of way people, well, this is not done. That